With the extreme cold that's come with winter this year, staying warm has become a big priority. Unfortunately, some people cannot afford to heat their home. One local organization that can help low-income residents keep their houses heated this winter is the Office of Human Concern. Karen Barrett works with the organization and says the Office of Human Concern is a community action agency that serves Benton, Carroll, and Madison counties.
What we do is we want to make a presence in the community to help people achieve their goals, to help people be more self-sufficient, to be there when they need a helping hand. That's what we are.
One of Barrett's positions at the Office of Human Concern is coordinator for the Low Income Heating, Energy, and Assistance Program, or LIHEAP for short. According to the Administration for Children and Families, the federally funded program helps keep families safe and healthy through initiatives that assist with energy costs. The program assists in managing costs associated with home energy bills and energy crises, as well as weatherization and energy-related minor home repairs. Barrett says the government sets guidelines for this income-based program regarding what the money can be spent on and how much can be spent per household. To apply for assistance, local residents can visit the Office of Human Concern's office in Rogers. Because it is an income-based program, applicants must bring proof of household income for the previous month.
When we add that up and base that upon the household size, then we're able to look at a chart and it tells us how much regular assistance they get. My opinion, the regular assistance is misleading. A lot of people think that that means, oh, regular means I'll get it on a regular basis. That's not the truth. What that means is the person is not in danger of being disconnected. They're not in a crisis situation. They're just applying to get a one-time credit put on whichever bill that they choose. Then we have what is called the crisis program, where people, and right now the biggest thing is propane, they can come in and apply, and if they are below 10% in their propane tank and unable to charge, then we're allowed to get the minimum delivery brought to them.
Barrett says on average that costs about $639. However, that can fluctuate from household to household. She says they have a set amount they can give someone seeking crisis assistance. In this instance, they can't give more than $500 unless a resident is able to apply a regular assistance payment with that. The price of propane has increased significantly during the last month. According to the United States Energy Information Administration, the average price of propane in the U.S. was about $4 a gallon as of last week. That's about a 45% increase from late December. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, nearly 84,000 households in Arkansas use propane to heat their homes. Barrett says they have most definitely seen an increase of people seeking help this winter. She says they're used to seeing a number of folks on a regular basis, but several new faces have been walking into their office asking for help.
And it's not just because of the propane that I'm finding out. A lot of the people that we are interviewing and seeing, it's households that their unemployment ran out in December. And so there's households with very minimal income, so they're needing help with their large electric bills in addition to their propane bills. So the need is just getting greater every day.
In addition to propane, the program also helps pay for natural gas, electric, and in some instances wood, if the applicant can show their fireplace is their primary source of heat. Since January 6th, Barrett says they have had about 700 customers receive crisis assistance and about 1,800 households receive regular assistance. She says they are going through the money allotted to them through the program very quickly. With only about a third of the money remaining, Barrett says without more funding, this could mean they won't have a summer program. The Office of Human Concern opens at 8 a.m. during weekdays, and interviews are conducted on a first-come, first-served basis. If you come to fill out an application, Barrett requests that people bring a little patience and the correct documentation.
If somebody walks in this office and all they bring is a copy of their bill when we have to prove household income, that will slow the process down, which means if they're going to get a shutoff notice, and the majority of the people that come in wait until the day they're going to be disconnected. then it's up to them to try and get a hold of the utility company to say, I need an extension, I'm trying to work with OHC, they're going to help me pay my bill. Sometimes they're able to get that extension, sometimes they're not. So our biggest thing of stressing to the public is please pay attention to what we ask you to bring, and please bring it in when you come in.
The Office of Human Concern is located at 506 East Spruce Street in Rogers, and it's open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Barrett says interviews end at 2 p.m., so afternoons are the best time to call with questions. The number to call is 636-7301. More information will also be available on the organization's new website, which is set to launch very soon. That address is eohc.org. This is Ozarks at Large.